He is a Horatio Alger-style lower middle class to upper class success story at this point, a young man who had made the most of his brilliance. He was, in effect, the pagan equivalent of a high-level English teacher, an English teacher teaching at Harvard, who'd come from, what, Idaho, Iowa. His name was Augustine, or Augustine, and in 386, while he was in Milan, he underwent a conversion to the delight of his mother, Monica, after whom Santa Monica, California, and other places are named. When he became Christian, making use of his astonishingly powerful intellect, and indeed one of the reasons which led him to become Christian, was that he saw a harmony between what he calls the books of the Platonists, translations or popularizations of the writings of Plotinus, and the Gospels. And what he did in the rest of his long life, among other things, but centrally, was reconceive Christianity systematically, point by point, in Neoplatonic terms. To own, the one, is clearly, clearly, a pagan slight misapprehension of God the Father. The nous, the form of all forms, is clearly the logos, the second person of the Trinity, and so on, and so on, and so on. The effect of Augustine's conflation of Platonism, Neoplatonism, and Christianity was to make systematic thought in Christian terms at some very deep level Greek to this very day. To this very day, Christianity in philosophical guise still is, in most instances, a mode of Christian Platonism, which for the West, there were Eastern thinkers who were doing analogous things, Greek-speaking thinkers, but for the West, because Augustine wrote in Latin, for the West, this stems from Augustine. And Augustine's influence on posterity is huge. I have read, I don't know if I really literally believe this, but I have read that if you catalog the surviving manuscripts from monastic libraries to which we owe Virgil, Ovid, and so on, if you catalog those works of theology, outnumber pagan works, unsurprisingly, 10 or more to 1, and of those theological works, more than half are works by St. Augustine, who was nothing if not a tireless writer. His complete works take up about 6 feet on a library shelf. His most famous books are The City of God and his Confessions. They are, by no stretch of the imagination, his longest. He spent vast amounts of time and energy vigorously contesting all sorts of, from his perspective, wrong-headed takes on things, combating heresy, one of which was the writings of Pelagius, who adopts the heretical notion that human beings can, by works, actually contribute to their own salvation. Augustine was having none of that. So the conflict continues even there. It's a good thing that the peace fell in place when it did, though, because by the end of Augustine's life, in 430, as he was writing where he spent his last years in the city of Hippo Regius back in North Africa, already Germanic tribes were literally besieging his town.